Somebody who has two sheep and neither one has given birth to a blood yet. The Yol do Shnei Tcharim. The two sheep gave birth to two Tcharim. Now he Shnei Mekon. He has to give both of them to the Kohen. As both Tcharim are Bechor, so therefore they both have to be given to the Kohen. Zachar and Nekeva. Ha Zachar Lekon. If the two Rechelos give birth to a Zachar and a Nekeva, one gave birth to a Zachar and the other one gave birth to a Nekeva. And the Nekeva doesn't have two sheep Bechor, so therefore he gives only the Zachar to the Kohen. Shnei Tcharim and Nekeva. Echad Lo, Echad Lekon. If the two Rechelim that had not had a blood yet give birth to two Tcharim and a Nekeva, so obviously one had given birth to a twin, a Zachar and a Nekeva, but we don't know if the Zachar was born first or if the Nekeva was born first. And if the Nekeva was born first, then the Zachar that was born afterwards does not have Kedushas Bechor. So therefore one Zachar here for sure is a Bechor, while the other Zachar is a Suffolk Bechor. So therefore one Zachar he keeps for himself, and the other one he gives to the Kohen. And even though the Zachar that he keeps for himself is a Suffolk Bechor, he doesn't have to give it to the Kohen. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, HaKohen Barlo Ephayot. Rabbi Tarfon says the Kohen gets to choose which one is healthier, and he would take that one for himself, as the healthier one is probably the Bechor, so therefore that's the one the Kohen would take. Rabbi Akiva Omer Misham Neminim. Rabbi Akiva says we don't look at which one is healthier. Instead, we look at which one is fatter. And the fatter one, the owner would keep for himself, while the Kohen would take the skinnier one. And since the Kohen is a Motzi, and we say a Motzi Mechaber Olav Arai, he wants to take from the Balan, he has to bring a Raya. The fatter one is a Behor, and he has no way of bringing such a Raya. So therefore, the Balan keeps the fatter one. Vashani Yira Achi Stot. The second one, the one that the Balan keeps for himself, he cannot shecht it until it has a Mum, as it's a Suffolk Behor. And you cannot shecht the Behor unless it has a Mum, so therefore he would send it out to pasture until it gets a Mum. Only after it has a Mum would he shecht it. V'chayev b'mataras. And when he shechts it, he has to give the mataras to the Kohen, his royal l'chaim and keva. Even though it's a suffix b'chor, and a b'chor is pater from matanas. But in this case, the Kohen can say m'manashach to the Baal. If it's a b'chor, then the whole thing belongs to me. And if it's not a b'chor, it's chayev b'mataras. So either way, the mataras are mine, so you have to give me the matanas. Rabbi Yossi poter. Rabbi Yossi said, even though the Kohen can say m'manashach, still, the Baal are pater from giving his royal l'chaim and keva to the Kohen. And according to Rabbi Yossi, we look at it as if the Kohen had already received the Bechor and gave it back to the Baal after it has a Mum. So therefore the Kohen no longer has a Mamanashah. As he cannot say if it's a Bechor, the whole thing belongs to me, yet we look at it as if the Kohen already had it, just he returned it to the Baal. Meifach a man. In this case, which we have, a Bade Bechor and a Sefer Bechor, and one of the two had died. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Achlokah. Rabbi Tarfon said the Kohen and the Baal would split the remaining Zachar. And since it's a Suffolk Bechor, they would split it between them. Rabbi Akiva Omer, HaMoiti Mechaber Olav Harai. Rabbi Akiva says, the Balaam would keep the remaining one for himself. And the Kohen is a Motzi. He has to bring a Raya, the remaining one, to the Bechor. He has no way of bringing such a Raya, so the Balaam would keep it for himself. Shtei Nekevos B'Zachar. O Shnei Tcharim U'Shtei Nekevos. Ein Kam L'Kohen Klum. In this case in which the Balaam has two Rechelos that had not yet given birth to a Vlad. The two Rechelos give birth to two Nekevos and a Zachar. One had obviously given birth to two animals, while the other one had given birth to one. And we don't know which is which. Or, the two of them gave birth to two Tcharim and two Nekevos. They both had given birth to twins. In both cases, the Kohanim don't get anything. The Balaam keep the two Tcharim for himself in the second case, and in the first case, the Balaam keep the Zachar for himself. Even though the Zachar in the first case and the two Tcharim in the second case are all Suffolk Bechorim. As in the first case, where they gave birth to two Nekevos and a Zachar. It could be that the one that gave birth to a Nekeva and a Zachar gave birth to the Nekeva first, so the Zachar doesn't have Kedushas Bechor. On the other hand, it could be the Zachar was born first, so the Zachar does have Kedushas Bechor. And in the second case, where the two of them together gave birth to two Tcharim and two Nekevos, it's possible that both of them gave birth to a Zachar first and they're both Bechorim. On the other hand, it's possible that they both gave birth to Nekevos first, and both Tcharim are not Bechorim. So therefore, since it's a Suffolk, the Kohen doesn't get anything, the Balaam keeps it for himself, but of course he cannot eat this harm until they have a mum, since they're Suffolk Bechoros. And even Rabbi Tarfon, who said in the earlier case, where we have a Vade Bechor and a Suffolk Bechor, and one of them died, that we say Achloku, since it's a Suffolk Bechor, he would agree in this case that we don't say Achloku, instead the Balaam would keep this harm for himself. Because in that case, we had a Vade Bechor, just one of them died, so therefore the remaining one, we say Achloku. But in this case, there's no Vade Bechor at all. It's possible that both harm are not a Bechor at all, therefore Rabbi Tarfon would hold also Hamoiti Mechaber Olu Parat. Tachat B'chorot Parabeit Mishnah Chet Achat Bechra Ba'achat Shalob Bechra. They all do Sneis Char. Echad Lo Ve'echad Lekom. Somebody who has two Rechelim, two sheep, and one had given birth to a lot before and one had not. The two sheep give birth to two Char. One he keeps for himself, and one he gives to the coin. And even in the case where we don't know which Rachel gave birth to which Zachar, but we know for sure there's one Bechor over here, so therefore you have to give one to the coin. Now, which one did he give to the coin? Rabbi Tarfon, Aimer HaKohen Bar Lo Et Yasa. Rabbi Tarfon says the coin would choose the healthier one, and the healthy one probably is the Bechor, as the Bechor tends to be healthy looking. Rabbi Akiva, Aimer Mishamnim Bineh. Rabbi Akiva says we don't look at which one is healthier. Instead, we look at which one is fatter than the other, and the fatter one is the one the Balaam would take, as the coin is a Moti he's trying to take from the Balaam, so he has to bring a Raya that the fatter one is a Bechor, and he has no way of bringing such a Raya, so the Balaam would keep the fatter one. And the one that he keeps for himself and doesn't give to the coin, he would send it out to pasture until it has a Mum. And since it's a suffix Bechor, he cannot eat it until it has a Mum. And he has to give the Matanas his royal Lechaim and Keva to the coin, even though it's a suffix Bechor, and a Bechor is Pater from Matanas. But in this case, the Kohen can take the Matanas Mimanasha. He can say to the Balaam, if it's a Bechor, the whole thing is mine. And even if it's not a Bechor, but it's Chayav and Matanas, since it's not a Bechor. So therefore, the Chor Pachas, at least, the Matanas belong to me. Rabbi Yosi Patur. Shai Rabbi Yosi, I'm a Koshel Chalipa B'yad Kohen Patur Mena Matanas. Rabbi Yosi Patur, in this case, from giving the Matanas to the coin. Reason being is Rabbi Yosi holds, any time the coin has a Chalipa, had the other one, as one of them was given to the coin, and one of them the Balaam kept. So the coin has what is due him. And there was only one Bechor over here, and the coin has one Zachar. So therefore, the coin can come with a Taina of Mimanashah to the Balaam, since he has what is due him. So therefore, the one that the Balaam kept is Pater, Min HaMatanos, since it's a Suffolk Bechor, and a Bechor is Pater from Matanos. But Meir Mechai, Rabbi Meir says that you do have to give the Matanos to the coin, even though it's a suffix Bechor, but there is a Tana in the Manashah Harmer, is confirming what we already saw in the Tana Kam. Meis Echad Mehem. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Yachluk. In this case, where we have two Zchar, and we don't know which one is a Bechor, and one of them died. Rabbi Tarfon says that the remaining one is split between the Baal and the owner and the coin, and the remaining one is a suffix Bechor. We don't know if it was a Bechor that died or not, so therefore it's split. Rabbi Akiva, Amoiti Mechaber Olav Arai. Rabbi Akiva says, since it's a Safek, we have the Klav, Amoiti Mechaber Olav Arai. The one who wants to be Motzi has to bring a Rai, and the coin is a Motzi over here, since it's in the Rashud of the Balaam. So he has to bring a Rai that the remaining one is a Bechor, and since he can't bring such a Rai, the Balaam would keep it. Zacharu Nekeva, Enkan the coin Klum. In this case, where the guy had two Recheva, and one of them had given birth to a Vlad before, and the other one had not. And the two Rechelim gave birth to a Zachar and a Nekeva, and we don't know which gave birth to which. We don't know if the Zachar had Kedushas Bechor, as maybe the Rachel that had already given birth gave birth to the Zachar, so therefore the Zachar doesn't have Kedushas Bechor, and the Nekeva in any case doesn't have Kedushas Bechor. Or maybe the Rachel that had not yet given birth gave birth to the Zachar, so it does have Kedushas Bechor. So we have a suffix over here, so the coin would not get anything as a Maitim Mechaber Alov Arai. And even Rabbi Tarfon, who said earlier, Yachloku, but in this case he would admit that we would say Amoiti Mechaber Olav Arai, because in this case we don't have a Vade Bechor here at all. As opposed to the other case, there was a Vade Bechor at one point, so therefore Rabbi Tarfon agrees Amoiti Mechaber Olav Arai.